Today we're going to jump back up into the New Testament and look in Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside.
Dearest Lord, show me my sin and send repentance upon me, so that I will seek your face. Father, burden my heart for revival, and start with me. Lord, fill my heart with a revival for those who don't know you, and like Jesus, empower me with your Holy Spirit so that I too can witness of your great love. Amen.
Today, take a few moments and look at Jesus' life. You know, Jesus needed a daily communion with his Father, so do we. There's many times recorded in the New Testament where Jesus went away up into the mountains, sometimes to spend the whole night. There will never be anything more important in this world than the time you spend with the Father in prayer. I once heard someone say that when we get to heaven, the one thing that will truly amaze us will have been our own lack of time we did spend in prayer.
Today's action. Kneel in the light of your Father today. Ask him for boldness in whatever you say. Pray for revival as you seek his face. Humble yourself right there in your place. He's waiting there for you, but you must do your part. Go to him, trust him, and pour out your heart. Today's treasure is found in the book of Philemon, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me.
You know, the Lord's given me what I tell everyone, a gift from God. I believe my wife is a special gift. We have a special mind, a special bonding. We have the same drive for souls, for the Lord. But think about it. What kind of relationship would we have if we sat around and stared at each other? We never spoke. We never talked. We just stared at each other and assumed the other one would know. And yes, in my case, my wife's, we do know a lot of what the other one's thinking, and we do finish our sentences. But how can you expect to have a relationship with your Father in heaven? How can you expect to have the power of the Spirit? How can you expect to have a personal revival if you don't ever talk to the Lord? Not even in the form of praise. Today, take some time and have a relationship with Jesus, not one-sided.